This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Poets tell how Poncho fell.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, if Trump gets stolen, Trump gets robbed, the poets will tell.
The poets tell how Poncho fell.
Yeah, we're going to win big time, folks. We can't lose. Resistance is victory.
Cleveland's cold.
And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true.
Prayers is true.
But save a few.
Save a few for lefty too.
He only did.
He only did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
What a time to be alive. You know, I don't want to sit here and talk about myself on the broadcast, but we're so central. You're so central. You are the info war to this. That there was another New York Times and a couple more Washington Post, an Austin American Statesman. I mean, so many I can't even keep track of them. But because they'd asked me to be in the New York Times and the Statesman, and I'd said no. I read these articles this weekend, and the one in the local paper was like, I was told it was on Friday, was like in the front of the front section of the paper, a big spread. It was titled "The Voice Inside Donald Trump's Head." I don't have it in front of me because I just remembered this. So I wanted to talk about it this weekend. There it is. Austin's Alex Jones, The Voice in Donald Trump's Head. And it goes on to say, Jones is so dangerous because he doesn't just worry about the liberal media. He believes they're part of a global program to deceive the American people and bring us into slavery. Well, I mean, it's in all the emails. It says, keep us dumb, make us poor, world government, carbon taxes. Don't you understand? It's all public. Not my interpretation. You know we learned about all this because of the John Birch Society in the 50s and 60s. We had a bunch of people inside the government who were being told, get ready for this takeover. They were putting it in the newspapers in the 60s, how they were going to bring in UN troops. That's where that rumor always comes from. Somewhere I've got like the Washington Post and LA Times with the images of how our troops get smaller. Well, it's in Memorandum 7277. It's in the State Department public law. 7277. It shows our helmets getting little and the UN helmets getting big. Our tanks getting little, their ships getting big. And then it says, we're going to end up turning our guns in. They tried all this before. They've been trying it all the time. So what's frustrating is 95% of what we talk about or more is on the record. And let me tell you, it's really tough battling something that's public and having an ignorant public laugh at you because the media makes jokes about it. Kind of like Obamacare being a big screw job or death panels. Or raising prices, and then Gruber goes on TV and says, thank God you're stupid. And now Obama's out giving speeches saying, they're lying about Obamacare not being free. I mean, wow. But you know, it really is a test. Are you that stupid? I don't mean our audience, but new listeners, because it's in the new WikiLeaks, dump 16, the Podesta emails. I covered almost exclusively last hour, the email. It's up on drudgereport.com. Middle column, it's on Infowars.com, that's where it came from. I mean, we've got an article, we've got it posted. WikiLeaks releases fresh batch of emails from Clinton campaign chair. Yeah, and then we've got our article where Podesta talks about how to rig the election with the Democrats and how to get all their major pollsters to oversample for Hillary, and that's how they're doing it. And they're doing it the naked way because they don't care. So, people ask, why don't you talk to the New York Times? Why don't you talk to the Austin American Station? Why don't you talk to Vanity Fair or Esquire anymore? They don't even call hardly anymore because they know I don't talk to them because they just want me as a prop to act like they're real journalists and that they really talk to me. They'll just take something I said out of context. Just listen, if you want to choose foreign banks and you really want to choose the globalist and you want to do all this, fine. But stop acting like we're making stuff up. They are coming for our guns. They admit that. They do believe our families are bad. They do not believe we have religious freedom. They're funding radical Islam to take over the Middle East and destabilize things. I'm not part of this, okay? So denying these global movements are happening only makes you look like fools, especially now that it's all about to come down. So Joel Scalzi is coming in. We've got so much to cover today, but I tell you, It is just an insane time to be alive. They're trying to stir up major wars. I've been telling you that for years. Now the top British general says we're basically at war with Russia right now. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Busy, obviously, and so the listeners get ready for this election. We're 14 days out, and I've been wanting to get Joel Skousen into town for the last month, but he's been busy with World Affairs Brief and also advising folks on high-security homes across the United States. So he's here with us on two subjects, and he'll be with us some in the next hour, and I believe we have Project Veritas giving us an exclusive, if not today, later this evening, on the nightly news. But they're still finishing it up right now. That they've had some security issues as well. But never have things been more naked and out in the open. That we have a big corporate combine running the country. We have special interest running the media, giving them exact talking points. We have them being caught on TV doing it. We also have the emails where they're running it. We have new WikiLeaks, Data Dump 16 on Podesta, Hillary's chief of staff, back in February, coordinating with the media to oversample the polls they pay for, to oversample 9 to 45 points, sometimes higher. I mean, I've seen some samples that are insane where, you know, they do 25% conservatives, 45% Democrats, and the other is independents, mainly Democrats. So Hillary is just incredibly unpopular. Can't get crowds to come out. It's amazing. And we've got on screen one of those, but what I really want to show for TV viewers is the one that's linked on drudgereport.com. New Podesta email exposes playbook for rigging polls through oversamples. And he's telling their media buyer in the email, want to get this ready now. This is how you're going to do it. We're going to oversample. And the oversampling really began right after the RNC when suddenly he was 15 points ahead across the board. And that was even with other rigged polls. They were overly, you know, doing other little spin jobs. They had to really hammer it. So there's a chain of emails breaking that down. It's up on Infowars.com. So those of you buying into this, you're the ultimate chumps who believe that she's really going to win. They're only creating the illusion that a Hillary win is actually reality-based. That's why the New York Times, CNN, all of them have the headlines that Hillary's going to win by a landslide. Trump's already lost. He might throw the towel in, we keep hearing every week, because Hillary's going to win in such a landslide. Don't go to the polls. There is no election fraud, but we've got to federalize it. Now, Joel Skousen is here for the next hour and a half or so. I was asking him, what do you want to hit first? The situation in Turkey that you're an expert on, the situation in Syria, what's happened with all these Russian buildups in the Mediterranean. What do you want to hit first? He said, well, let's hit the consolidation of media and what the whole alt-right speech of Hillary, where I and others like Stephen Bannon of Breitbart were named. And then he pointed out that the Business Insider says the GOP must do something about the conservative media industrial complex it wants to survive. Now, notice they've said this on MSNBC. They've said this in the New York Times. They've said it in the Washington Post. They said it in the Austin American Statesman this weekend that I'm the evil creature that's in the ear. In fact, they even wrote a local article as well that said I'm a devil, that I'm satanic. Now, that was in the Chronicle this weekend. And that I am influencing them like a literal devil. So this is the type of stuff that we're dealing with here. Because by the end of the piece, he says, it's Alex Jones that's the devil. So I don't want to talk about myself, except this is what they're saying. Now, the truth is, it's not Alex Jones. It's not my talking points. It's not the John Birch Society's talking points. It's not Joel Skousen or his famous Uncle Cleon Skousen, you know, the granddaddy of the modern resistance, or Barry Goldwater. We're facing a real thing. So we see the same thing. We have its emails. We have its documents. We had moles 60 years ago. We've been trying to hold it back. But they want to make it that it's from Alex Jones because I'm flamboyant or whatever. They want to cut it out like it's a made-up cosmology that came from me. Joel Skousen, great to be here. Thank you. You've got the floor, at least for the next 5-10 minutes before we go to break, on why you think this is central to cover and what you think this signifies.
I think the important point that I want to make, Alex, is that they're trying to turn around the fact that we have made the case that there is a vast mainstream media conspiracy against Donald Trump and against the conservative, or at least the constitutional conservative movement. They're trying to paint now this conservative media industrial complex. That's a key word for the military industrial complex, which we've always complained about. You know, controlling wars because it's profitable for people, as well as being part of the globalist agenda. But the key thing is that here in this article in Business Insider, where they don't mention you, by the way, you know, they talk about the fact that the whole thing that the Republican establishment has to fight against is they've got to kill this conspiracy movement because it's taking root. It, what has caused the Donald Trump momentum to come is they realize there is a conspiracy of mainstream Republicans to betray the conservative roots, and they're trying to kill it. In this article, they admit what you need to do, he's talking to people, is you need to call all the advertisers to Glenn Beck, to Rush Limbaugh, to Sean Hannity, and threaten them. They say in the article, you need to threaten them that you're going to be blackballed if you continue to advertise with Fox News or Sean Hannity. Which
and obviously, Beck knew this purge was coming. That's why he totally got on board a year ago.
That's right. Now, the point is, this is an admission of conspiracy. I mean, Breitbart doesn't have people threatening the advertisers on CNBC. Rush Limbaugh doesn't send people to threaten NBC or CNN or any of those. You see, this is an admission of conspiracy. They're going to try to conspire to destroy the financial base of the...
And they've already, by the way, behind the scenes on local AM and FMs, not just myself, there's a lot of patriots locally in each town. No matter how high their ratings, icons in towns, cities, have been just taken off the air. And they put fake conservatives on just the last year.
Well, look at what happened to Michael Savage. I mean, they literally took him off the air without any, you know, notice whatsoever. And he was having a powerful effect. So there is a mainstream conspiracy against the Rising Point, but I thought it was very interesting that even though they have attacked you directly in certain hit pieces, in this piece in Business Insider, they failed to mention the power of Alex Jones in producing the type of resistance to the mainstream, and I really think that you are...
That means the power of our audience and our guest. I'm not trying to, like, you know, defer the praise. It really is the audience, it's the guest, it's this whole operation that in many cases I'm probably one of the least effective things, but that's how God works on the system I've built. But expanding on that, they had a Washington Post and a New York Times article that said the same thing in the last week, that, quote, Breitbart and InfoWars have had an insurrection of the Republican Party and a hostile takeover was the headline, and have now taken it over, so you better kick them out or it's over for your party. That's what they actually
said.
That's
what they're saying. In fact, that's why they want a landslide. They want to engineer a landslide for Hillary Clinton so they can say to all that, you see, this is what happens when you listen to Alex Jones. This is what happens when you believe these phony conspiracy theories. And
so how do we counter that?
Well, one of the things that we have to get people to do on our side is to really be careful about what they listen to, because they are feeding phony conspiracies into the mix. I mean,
we even accidentally had one that I caught and took down that was linked to another article that said that the Russians had basically infiltrated Alaska. That got up on the site.
That's right. And, you know, I try in the World Affairs Brief, I almost cover once a week at least two or three little stories that need to be debunked. For example, there was a story about jets taking off in San Diego with afterburner. Of course, they don't realize as a fighter pilot, you know, that all fighter pilots take off in afterburner, even in regular, you know, circumstance. They talk about booms being heard. They talked about the same thing in Seattle. It was just bogus. I mean, there are people feeding this kind of stuff in the internet. They talked about the Russians putting out a call that all the families are going to be called home in England and the United States, a prelude to war, and it wasn't true. Nobody got called home. And, of course, it was a Russian source that put this out so that people thought it must be true. But, in fact, it wasn't true. So there's all kinds of things that feed, and you go around and share these things with people, and they get discredited. And that's what they want to do, is so that when they hear true conspiracies.
They don't know how to navigate them. Well, I've caught a lot of sites that we know are government and corporate connected, where they just spew disinfo all day and then mix our info into it so that people get confused and distracted. But I think we've reached a point, Joel Skousen, where the mainstream media is so discredited and people are even wise to that this tactic isn't working. So if they do try to steal this election and try to then discredit the Liberty Movement, they failed in Brexit, but now they're threatening to basically destroy the UK financially if they don't go along with it. What's the next shoe to drop then if they do steal the election?
Well, they have to deal with the fact that the Trump movement, the populist movement, Ron Paul built the movement by twice when he ran for president, and Donald Trump has doubled it again.
Or more.
Or more, because he's brought in populism. You know, Ron Paul was a very principled conservative movement, constitutional conservative movement, and Ron Paul has expanded that to a populist, you know, dissatisfaction with the media, which is extremely widespread. It's the largest phenomenon that we've seen. And even David Brooks and Mark Shields on NPR were talking about the fact, you know, what really worries me is the fact that people hate us. And he says, this is the first time we've ever faced this, is the establishment media, is that people hate us.
Yeah, they're not the goofy liberals anymore. We know they're organized PSYOP officers getting talking points by multinational corporations working against our republic.
Yes, that's right. And but
what are they going to do when we're getting, no exaggeration now, 50 million views on different video platforms a week? I mean, what are they going to do now that there's mom and pops popping up that get videos with 20 million views? I mean, our movement is just exploding right now. They've got to be in panic mode.
They are in panic mode, and that's why the censorship is rising. I mean, Google is censoring things. You can't do a search on gun rights without getting skewed to gun control. I did it myself before I came on. You type in gun rights and gun control.
So they're taking the gloves off.
They're really, you know, really trying to screw. This is a China-type censorship of the Internet they're talking about on Facebook, which they're already, you know, censoring many people about taking down anything that can be construed as hate speech. And they're going to say that everything that you or I put out is hate speech. And so it's going to be censored.
Oh, that's what the paper, both papers said, that I'm like this king of hate. They're the ones saying I'm racist because I don't like Obamacare. They're the ones saying I should be locked up. They're the ones demonizing. They're the ones coming after us. Let's skip this break.
Yeah, they have a powerful way to what I call the media drumbeat. I mean, it's just like the imbalance between the sins of Donald Trump and of Hillary Clinton. I mean, look at the balance of the thing. You have credible people talking about, you know, Donald Trump making advances to them. I think they're fairly credible, and except for the one person on the airliner, because Donald Trump never did fly in economy class. But the point is, there are credible women who talk about Hillary Clinton sniffing cocaine. There are, you know, women talking about her lesbian and bisexual relationship, and it never gets anything in the press.
It's not fair.
It's just not fair, and that is manipulation of the election. That is manipulation. I mean, it starts, for example, in the primary season. It starts when I was a political scientist, and they were going to run the Democrats against George H. W. Bush, and they said, "Who are the top Democrats?" And it's all of a sudden Bill Clinton of Arkansas. And I said, "Who? Who's Bill Clinton?" I mean, I was a political scientist. I was watching the media, and nobody knew who Bill Clinton was, except that the media was saying he's one of the top picks for the Democrats. Well, says who? That's the way that they manipulate this. Now, when you have people like Mitt Romney and Donald Trump insert themselves in the political process with their own money, that is what has skewed the system. They've been able to break through the kingmaker appointed system that has been ruling America for so long. Ronald Reagan broke through it because of the very sheer charisma and his true conservative prowess that he had. But, of course, they put him in a locker hold when they forced him to take George H.W. Bush's
and they shot president. Him.
And then they shot him to make a real believer out of him. So we've had a very controlled election. They wanted to give us, in this election, a controlled Republican. Donald Trump stopped that. And despite his flaws, you know, this nation has got to realize that Hillary Clinton, her type of corruption is different than Donald Trump's. Her type of corruption is systematic. It's within the system.
It's organized.
It's organized. She has a complete team of people who...
And she represents the very central core of globalists. I mean, she represents the creme de la creme of evil.
Even though she isn't one of the top planners of globalists, she is a puppet like Barack Obama. She takes orders and things. I mean, there are people like Henry Kissinger and other people...
Oh, I agree. Well, she admits, she says, "I take my orders from the Council on Foreign Relations and Henry Kissinger," just like General Jones said.
Yeah, General Jones made that admission in 2009 at the Munich Security Conference. He gets his daily marching orders from Henry Kissinger passed down.
So how do they deal with this paradox, though, where they're announcing global carbon taxes, taxing by the mile, the family's bad, world government's here, but Alex Jones is insane, Obamacare is free. I mean, how do they sit there and continue to get away with this? Because they have less and less credibility.
This is the real core problem, Alex, is that they're dealing with a rising consciousness within I'm afraid to say this, but it still is, I think, a slight majority compared to the dumbed-down electorate and the benefit-corrupted people, which are growing. I mean,
I agree, but the slight majority doesn't know it still has the power, and it thinks it's a minority.
That's right, and they still continue to call themselves the minority, the beleaguered minority. Oppressed, and that's what the Business Insider tried to do, oppressed by this mainstream or this big monolithic organization.
We have the Clinton Foundation from their library documents that Judicial Watch got and World Net Daily got a few years ago, thousands of pages, and it's like, we can't let a new press grow. We must suppress it ever getting its funding. We have to call it a conspiracy of right-wingers and shut it down. We have to sick the IRS on it. I mean, it's an admission of criminal activity against us.
But it also shows how worried they are, Alex. I mean, they really are worried. They wouldn't be attacking Donald Trump to the degree that they are if they weren't worried about him winning. I mean, that shows that despite all of the disadvantage we've had for so many years, the movement has grown exponentially, your efforts, Donald Trump's efforts, and otherwise. And so despite the flaws, they are worried about this. They're worried about Europe. I mean, Europe is in major revolt.
All 25 EU nations are moving to pull out.
That's right, and Brexit is a success, but they're trying to sabotage it, putting in Theresa May, and she is sabotaging. I pointed out in the World Affairs Brief that she put in this bill before Congress that inculcates all EU law into British law, everything. In other words, we're pulling out of Brexit, we're going to put in British law, and so there will no longer be under the world jurisdiction, the World International Court. But the point is, if it's in British law, that means the British courts have to enforce EU law.
Well, let's talk about this then. When was the John Birch Society founded?
1956.
Okay, so let's say 1956. Let's say the number of people awake is pretty low. I mean, the public sentiment was more moral, but it was a low amount. Would you agree that was aware of the conspiracy?
That's right.
Now, you know, let's say in 2016, it's exponential. And it seems to be going straight up. If you guys have a document cam, I can show people this, you know, crude graph. I mean, do you basically agree with that graph?
Absolutely.
So what do? They're going to bring in authoritarianism very quickly and start shutting down the press basically in the next year.
I think they have to be careful with that, though. They want to make sure that people stay fat, dumb, and happy. They don't
I agree with you, but I'm saying then that gives us more time. Because, I mean, aren't they screwed either way?
They are, and that's why ultimately they're going to bring us a war, because war gives them the excuse to suppress any dissent, and it's going to be ruthless. You haven't seen anything until war comes, and when they can have a wartime agenda. I mean, look at the false patriotism that is enjoined when war comes. And clearly, you know, nobody's laughing about my predictions about Russia and China being the aggressor against the United States and Russia.
You've been saying for 20 years.
I was for 20 years.
Now it's materialized.
It's coming true, and nobody's laughing anymore. And the trouble is, we got too much hype about it being coming too early. I think I'm convinced, and I think we'll talk about this at a later time. You know, I think it takes more time. Russia and China really aren't ready.
Listen, I hope you're right that it's in 6, 7, you know, 5 years or whatever. I hope it never happens, but clearly we see it's that direction. But I'm not saying you're wrong, but look at how Syria popped up and Putin did something we didn't think would happen. They admit they're not ready. I had Colonel Schaefer on. He said our military's not ready yet. So clearly neither military wants it, and they're talking to each other, but the elites tend to be pretty unstable.
Yes, but they need this war to ultimately lock down the opposition. There's nothing that's going to stop this growing opposition. Nothing, Alex.
And that's why they're ahead of time branding any opposition to the establishment as being Russian agents. So when this war comes, they can grab whoever they want.
They blackballed Russia already, but Donald. Well, at the same time, the U.S. is still trying to do another disarmament agreement with Russia. I mean, talk about hypocrisy. Blaming Donald Trump for being a Russian agent, you see, and the Russians hacking them. And yet the same administration is still trying to negotiate another Russian disarmament.
Well, look at Podesta getting his brother and all the money and Hillary involved and all this coming out.
Well, sure. And you look at, you know, the Hillary Clinton pay for play in Haiti, all of the friends of Hillary Clinton that got these big contracts, but nothing to do with refugee relief.
What do you think's wrong with Hillary, looking at her? I mean, clearly she was in and out of the hospital in 2002 and 2013 and 2012. Word is she's got serious neurological problems. Secret Service said start watching her. A month later she fell down. She looks really bad. Then she looks okay. What's happening?
Well, it's kind of interesting. She has hypothyroid. Hypothyroid leads to a tremendous amount of susceptibility to other diseases. Heart disease, cancer, which we saw that she had a cancerous growth on her tongue, excise, so she is susceptible to cancer. But I think she's actually got a form of Parkinson's disease. I've talked to several doctors who confirm that what we're seeing is probably the reaction to some of her Parkinson's-type drugs that she's taking. It tends to calm the nervous system, and yet at some point it causes a hypernervous response to things when you see the head jerking and the other things that happen. But, you know, she is still pretty strong when she is hyped up on whatever drugs they keep her on.
Oh, she looks like she's on amphetamines.
And she's also taking a lot of, you know, skin rejuvenating type things, not Botox particularly, but, you know, for all those wrinkles to disappear on the debate, she had to have a lot of cosmetic.
Sure. What about blood transfusions? I know the elite do a lot of those.
I can't say whether she's using that, but I know that she's being pumped up by a lot of medical intervention, and that's why it fails at certain points and she collapses. I don't think her problems are chronic enough to keep her from acting as president, and they're going to keep her propped up is my feeling.
And they probably like that even more, that she's degrading, because that gives them even more control.
Yeah, and they can also, I mean, like Richard Nixon, they kept him hyped up on drugs and load on drugs so that Henry Kissinger can continue to run the administration. That was revealed by one of the insiders in the Nixon administration.
Joel, you wanted to get some into Russia and also what's happening in Syria. I mean, we now know that our military, to a great extent, did not want to go along with backing ISIS and al-Qaeda, but hopefully you can break down some of the angles and factions of how this is happening. You also pointed out that there's a report that they're pulling the U.S. troops out of one area of Mosul and other areas so that some of the ISIS people can get out. So I want to get your World Affairs Brief. You're the editor of worldaffairsbrief.com, obviously, on your best intel from your sources and research where that whole conflict is. Because obviously that's the doorway to bring in all these Islamists into Europe and then the U.S. And that's the next question. We start answering now in 30 seconds. What is really behind bringing in all these radical jihadis?
In Europe, it is, of course, to create absolute conflict, and that's what's happened. Sweden has been destroyed by these men. In the United States, this, you know, they've used the Mexican immigration to basically dilute conservative voting power in the United States, and that's really worked. I mean, they are going to, it's not just 11 million that they're going to legalize when Hillary takes office. It's going to be 30 to 40 million, and I don't think we'll ever win another election again.
Who will then be branded, you know, thinking, hey, I'm a liberal, that's my friend. And there's just no way for patriots to reach out. I guess I'm trying to wake up that historically conservative family-wise group.
Absolutely true. Yeah.
And that's why the globalists are so arrogant and now reversing into pure race-based politics. We'll be back with Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our Living Defense product that is the Harmful Organism Cleanse. That's all the old wives' tale herbs and things, and then also high-tech compounds that are natural and healthy to flush out the body of parasites. You've heard listeners call in. It's got 5-star reviews. It's sold out most of the time because it's so hard to source this formula because it's got so many things in it. And everything we sell, we shoot for California standards, which are nearly impossible. So we keep testing with the third parties that produce it, some of the biggest organic labs in the country, to bring you Living Defense. It's available right now at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it's the umbrella shopping cart. We also have a special that's about to end. 25% off on Brain Force, the healthy nootropic that's got compounds in it that help boost your mental abilities, more stamina, you name it. I personally also like the Supermel Vitality. Anthroplex is just basically a dry formula of that. We have our Biome Defense Probiotic, 7 years in the making. And this is the stuff that they're selling in clinics in Europe, okay? We have a big cold facility here that's producing the top lab in the U.S. We went and said we want total Rolls-Royce. Rick was doing this 7 years ago, but he could never get it until now. And it's two different strengths, 50 million live and active cultures, 25 million live and active cultures shipped to you in a cold pack. This is, because look, I could come out and private label hundreds of different probiotics, okay? This is the best, okay? You go to Whole Foods, they've got Rolls-Royce type stuff that costs more than this that isn't even as good. This is what I take, what my family takes. It is amazing. Try it out for yourself and know you're funding this operation. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, also, you can get on DVD the documentary presentation. It's over 3 hours long, and that is Strategic Relocation, the film, and the big color book that Joel Skousen published at InfoWarsStore.com. And believe me, it is the best research on the safest places to live in the U.S., in the world, demographics on politics, and so much more. It's incredibly accurate. And I basically am looking to try to find somewhere new outside Austin to live, and I'm going off of this, and quite frankly, never got to part two, trying to get Joel to come out here for a few days and travel around with me to try to find the best place where I could still, you know, get in and out of town, but basically live during the weekend, because I've gone from believing it's a probability we're going to have societal collapse to a certainty. The question is how and in what order and why. But the globalists want it. They don't want civilization for the general public. That's their plan. And they're orchestrating this long-term collapse and war. And so I am moving from being somewhat prepared to totally prepared, because my kids come first, and I've politically tried to fix this as much as I can, and we still are. You know, we've got a lot of hope. Good things are happening, but we're up against very, very evil people. WorldAffairsBrief.com is his excellent news site. Again, Joel Skousen is our guest here in studio. Joel, we had some nice banter in the last 30 minutes, but big picture, geopolitically, with what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in Central Asia, what's happening with Russia, Ukraine, can you give us an analysis on that? And then I know you wanted to get specifically into Syria and, yeah, Turkey, which has always been part of NATO, at least since World War II, or at the end of World War II, cozying up to Russia. What's going on there?
Well, first of all, in the big picture, it's very important to realize the Russian, there are three major predator centers in the world. There are the Anglo-American globalists that we're fighting. There's the Russians and the Chinese. All three of them want to establish a global new world order controlled by them. Now, the Russians and Chinese are temporarily in alliance. They'll know they'll eventually have to go at each other, but they want to join together, first of all, to take down the West. Now, they don't want to destroy the Western economy. That's why they're planning on a nuclear preemptive strike on U.S. military forces so they can blackmail the West into submission. Now, our globalists know this. They know that the Russians and Chinese aren't intending to nuke cities, but going after the military. They're going to let that happen, and that's why PDD 60 was signed by President Clinton in 1997, basically instructing our nuclear forces, don't rely on launch on warning, but prepare to absorb a nuclear first strike and then retaliate afterwards. And General Butch Neal of the Marine Corps said, retaliate with what once you absorb a nuclear first strike? Now, it's true that our military still continues to practice launch on warning. Launch on warning is very important because it means that when our satellites detect Russian and Chinese launching against us, that if they launch our missiles while theirs are in the air,
it's mad.
Their missiles, no, it's not a mad, it's not a total destruction. What it is their missiles hit empty silos, our missiles are in the air and hit active targets. So the one who launched,
I understand, because we know which silos have launched and which are about to launch.
That's right. So launch on warning, it means that the one who launches second wins. And when our military says, when our government says to them, don't rely on launch on warning, be prepared to absorb a nuclear first strike, it means they're not going to get the launch codes. They still practice it. They still think they're going to be able to do it, but those codes won't come. That's why they can't afford to have.
And they admit that's the case. So why has Congress allowed this to happen?
Because they don't know about it. Nobody talks about PDD 60 because, first of all, it's still secret. I published in the World Affairs.
Sure, but even the cover page admits it. I mean, they have a summary that's public.
Yeah, but it's never been discussed in Congress. I've looked. They've never discussed it.
But they made movies arguing, well, we've got to do this because we can't let, you know, crazy submarine commanders nuke everybody.
Well, that's what they're saying is the excuse. In fact, in that same year, 1997, President Clinton agreed unilaterally to keep 50% of our submarines in port at any one time to make them more vulnerable to Russian attack, to prove that we have no hostile intentions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to be belligerent to Russia and try to start a war, why then put yourself in a posture that says attack us?
Because the U.S. can't start this war. They've
got to be the victim.
They've got to be the victim. And this is important. So they can come out of their bunkers, our leaders, and say, we've been victimized.
Now, we've talked about this a lot on air, and I agree with you. That's the way the world's going, and you're dead on target, you know, with World Affairs Brief. Here's the problem. It's a fact that national Russian TV watches us. I don't want to brag about this. I knew it 10 years ago. It's not just them trying to be friendly and manipulate us. It's true. A lot of the Russian intelligentsia listens to this show. They watch it. I was told this by the head of RT America like 8 years ago, 9 years ago. I've been told it by other high-level folks that have been over to Russia and have actually met with Putin. And, of course, they play clips of my show on national Russian TV that Putin's best buddy, you know, heads up the Russian state media. And it sounds like Alex Jones now. And they're doing all this stuff, paying people to have kids, not letting them push the anti-family agenda in schools. Again, I understand that it's still got all that old hardline stuff. I'm not trying to say that they're the good guys, but, I mean, is it possible Russia could actually understand what's happening and not be manipulated into this?
They don't believe me. That's the problem.
But they're watching.
I know, but they don't believe me. They think that the U.S. is going to try to nuke them. They think the U.S. is going to try to trick them. Okay?
Okay, well, talk to Russia right now. Camera 4. Yeah. Cole Skousen, go ahead.
What I'm trying to tell them is they're being set up for a trap. They know that you're only going to hit American military forces. They actually want American military forces to be taken down because they have secret weapon systems that they're going to bring out after that first strike to keep any further nuclear weapons from falling while they regroup and talk us into joining a militarized global government. We've got a paper global government in the UN that's going to be militarized with taxation. All of the draconian things, martial law, that you've always talked about, will come through when there's a war.
And that's why all the stuff's been set up.
That's right.
They're not ready.
Now, in order to induce, Russia and China aren't ready yet. In order to induce them to strike, they have to feign weakness. That's the old Chinese proverb. And that's why we're disarming. That's why we took 3 warheads off of our Minuteman III missiles and reduced them to 1. That's a two-thirds disarmament unilaterally.
While engaging in provocations. Okay, how about this? How about this Philippine leader running to China, meeting with the president, getting all these honors? When the U.S. president lands, they make him come off the back of the plane, yell at him. I mean, what are those snubs about?
Well, Duterte actually is a radical leftist populist, and he is naturally inclined to the Russians. And that's why he's kind of thumbing his nose at the United States. However, the Philippine people are still pro-American, and they will want to. But I think that we can see Philippines make a deal with China so they don't get invaded. I think China in this next war, the beginning of the next war, got a grudge match against Japan. I think they're going to launch against Japan. They'll take Japan all the way down through Australia. They own all of the Millerites in Australia. They have to occupy Australia. That's why Australia is not a good strategic relocation, you know, place for Americans. Just like the Japanese had to take that whole arc of islands, so China will do that at the beginning of the war.
They've got the troops to do it.
Yeah, but my theory is that the U.S., that the globalists will make a deal with China in World War III to cut a deal to betray Russia.
Well, clearly that's been the plan at least since they opened up the talks in the 70s.
So I think Russia will be eliminated in World War III, and then China becomes the new Cold War enemy. And the globalists want that because then they say we can't disarm this great big global military we built. Because we need to have a defense against this new Cold War enemy.
And ensure the peace.
Yeah.
Well, clearly the globalists, the Anglo-American establishment, have sided with China. They've been given most of the big ports, the Panama Canal, 98% of rare earth minerals now. They've been given a strategic leg up, and the CFR folks say it's the Chinese century, on and on and on. They're allowed to infiltrate their spies. Russia, on the other hand, has been encircled, is being having sanctions put on it, is being infiltrated. Soros has been trying to overthrow it. I mean, wouldn't they rather just overthrow it early instead of having to have a nuclear war?
No, they want the conflict. They have to have something as dramatic.
So trying to overthrow publicly and Soros bragging about it is meant to just stir Russia up.
Yes, exactly. You see, you've got to remember that they have to allow Putin to go before his people and appear that Russia is the victim. Take advantage of Russian resurgent nationalism about we want to resurge as a powerful nation, as a world power. And so by the globalists providing a lot of antagonism, military exercises on the border, threats of NATO.
And Trump ends all that because he's being advised by General Flynn and others, and that's who's mainly advising him, former head of defense intelligence, saying don't do that. And it looks like Flynn's a pretty smart cookie. What do you know about him?
Yeah, I think he is right. He knows that there's no reason to provoke Russia. And the provocation of Russia is not to start a nuclear war. The provocation is to give Putin an excuse to go before his people and look like the victim.
And you've been saying the Russians aren't listening. I don't know that's the case.
I'm saying they're not. They don't believe me.
Sure, exactly. Yeah. They're listening, but they're not listening. But I know our military is. And I don't want to, again, lionize them, because Lord knows the army and people are, you know, that's who buries the bodies and does the hanging. But, I mean, I've just found the army more than any other group is super awake. The Marines are super awake. Navy somewhat, but not so much.
Their leaders aren't, though.
Yeah,
their leaders are politically correct. They've been trained at these...
No, I understand. They had to remove a bunch of people because... But
what have they done with transgenders and allowing the feminists into the military? They've feminized our military.
Those are litmus tests to get it set up. But still, they haven't fully conquered it. That's got to concern the establishment.
It does. It's because the mid-grade field-level officers and below... read your stuff. They understand what the threat is. They're very anti-establishment. They're very anti-Hillary Clinton, in fact. They know that she...
I call them super aware.
They're super aware. But the leaders of all of the major services, including the Joint Chiefs, are all lacking.
Sure. How did you go in the Marine Corps before?
Oh, I got out as a captain. They wouldn't have someone in me who was not going to toe the line. In fact, I got knocked out of my squadron because I wouldn't go to stag nude parties and where they had prostitutes. All this was before the Navy tailhook scandal where that got clamped down on. But I was given an unsatisfactory...
So you wouldn't cheat on your wife, so that was it.
That's right. I was given an unsatisfactory fitness report because on loyalty to Skipper because I wouldn't go to these parties. And when I did a congressional investigation afterwards, the Marine Corps said there is no such fitness report. They had... sent another one emergency to Hawaii to get the skipper to sign it again and replaced it with an excellent fitness report. I mean, that's the kind of cover-up that went back, clear in the 1970s.
Well, but that got you out early, so you start this fight.
That's right. And it was a godsend, because this is where I'm really comfortable.
And you ended up leading kind of the proto-Tea Party, the first big move to try to save the Republican Party.
That's right. I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee in Washington, D.C. during the Reagan administration to put pressure on the Reagan administration to stop these conferences.
By the way, the Conservative National Committee, there's been a left-wing financed conspiracy theory that I work for that and that it secretly runs the country, when I wish it did. We wouldn't be in this situation. But it's crazy how they, now we know in the WikiLeaks, they create their own conspiracy theories that are made up.
They do. They talked about
We're running this big combine. It's said that we've got to be shut down. We're the conspiracy.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? That's so ironic. The conspiracy calling the non-conspirators black. You know, it's just incredible.
Wow. Okay. Getting into Syria now.
Yeah.
How is that going for the globalists?
The backstory is very, very important on this. The reason we got into Syria was the fact that remember in the 2004, 2008, the U.S. had three carrier groups offshore Iran threatening to start a war over this program. Well, it turned out that Israel refused to start that war. They were going to fly an attack in there and bomb Iranian nuclear reactors, and then the U.S. would come in and finish the job. Israel told the U.S., we're not going to do this until you take out Syria, because they're right on our border. They have thousands of missiles, chemical weapons. They can obliterate us if we start a war with Iran. So the U.S. agreed to take Syria out 3 years ago. Remember that?
And for Israel, that's smart, because they don't want a two-front war.
That's right. And so they had this no-fly zone, which is not just a no-fly zone. It's like Libya. It's where you're going to have cruise missiles and everything coming in. And what happened is John Kerry got before a London press conference, and a very savvy reporter said, hey, it's obvious you're going to invade Syria. Is there any way, anything that Syria can do to stop this? And John Kerry just off the top of it said, yeah, they could give up their chemical weapons and we wouldn't be able to attack. And Syria said, we accept. And Russia said, we accept for Syria. And so all of a sudden it stopped the globalist agenda cold. They couldn't go through with the no-fly zone because they agreed to come in and... And
then we get the red line, but then the jihadis funded out of Saudi Arabia are so dumb, they filmed trophy videos of them launching the chemical attacks, and then even the UN had to admit it was really basically Saudi Arabia.
The U.S. tried to falsify that Assad was using chemical weapons. I mean, why would he do that? He knew that they were trying to get after him. You don't use chemical weapons in the middle of a city.
Anyways.
I mean, because it's an area weapon.
It's a battlefield weapon.
It's an area weapon. You know, you can't just target people like that. So it was stupid. Nobody would believe in the military that Assad would use chemical weapons. But it came in from Saudi Arabia and Turkey. It was old sarin gas. It was given to the rebels to do and to blame it on Assad. But the point is, once they couldn't get into to Syria, they had to create ISIS. And this is the real way that ISIS created. It hasn't anything to do with pulling out of Iraq too early. It has to do with the fact they took about 50% of the Syrian rebels, which they were financing and running through Saudi Arabia using Israeli Mossad agents. And they said, you're now ISIS. How else do you explain a 50,000?
Well, they admit that. They cheated them to change the name and then brought in proxy armies and then resupplied them in that new area that's part of eastern Iraq and western Syria.
That's right. And that is why. And the proof is this. Why, when Iraq called the U.S. and said, look, there's these weapons depots out there. There's a massive armed force getting ready to attack us. We want you to bomb this. And the U.S. refused because they knew it was our people that they were doing. And then,
but then the new media exposed that. Our own military protested. And so they kind of halfway backed off.
Yeah, well, they just became a little more careful. I mean, it's like in Mosul, you know, in the invasion of Mosul by the armies and the Iraqi army left. They had a big victory parade down a major highway out of Mosul, and the U.S. military knew about it. They didn't attack it. Why wouldn't they attack it? Because it was a convoy of ISIS that they wanted to preserve. When Fallujah was retaken, they allowed all the ISIS fighters to escape with their weapons specified. And in Mosul, they're doing the same thing. They open up the whole Western.
So now it's happening again. What's the next step there with Joel Scout? Stay there. We're going to break. WorldAffairsBrief.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Bombshell news is broke today. Fake polls are admitted.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many times I've lived, many times I've wandered.
is our guest here in studio for another 30 minutes, and then we have the folks from Project Veritas joining us on their latest video. Hillary Clinton approved Robert Kramer plan directly. Yes, Hillary micromanages this stuff to go out and steal the votes, go out and engage in disinformation, all the incredible Project Veritas info. Now, they've not told us yet what the big crisis was Friday, and they don't run around with you know, cry wolf stuff. They were really concerned. They're like, we may have to get you videos in case something bad happens. And I said, what is it? They go, well, the worst ever. He's been arrested. He's been charged before. They've come after him. I mean, Project Veritas has a lot of courage. So I don't know what that was. They haven't told us. A lot of times, you know, people then decide to batten down the hatches. But we'll try to dig it out of them coming up in about 35 minutes from now. But the latest video is up on Infowars.com. And, of course, Breitbart.com. Has that as well. Here's another one. Racist social justice warriors terrorize owners of cat sanctuary. I'm not a big cat person, but my youngest daughter wanted a cat. So I said, well, let's go check out cats first and try to get one that's a rescue cat. We went to a lot of times we went to this cat sanctuary place in East Austin. I'm going off of a side story, but this stuff on Infowars.com. To look at cats. And I said, you know, we're not going to get a cat. We'll just give a donation because they got hundreds of these cats they're taking care of. And we finally did get a cat. So I just know these people. These are like nice liberals. The communists started protesting them. Then they glued the door shut, sprayed racist white people all over it. I mean, this is how low the communists are. But the point is, this is the same communist group we've had dealings with that are like activating and coming out of their rat holes now, who say that a cat sanctuary in East Austin is gentrification. When people should want the property values to go up. I mean, this is class warfare. And what I'm getting at before we get back into Syria and the rest of it is we're seeing all the socialist and communist and Black Lives Matter groups activate. So we're going to come back after this quick break and get into the geopolitical and the economy, Joel. But just briefly, what's the plan? As I mentioned, bringing in the Muslims into Europe, bringing them in here, activating all this let's kill the cops stuff. Well, we know there's problems with the cops, but the answer is don't go shoot them in the back of the head. Is that just a good old-fashioned destabilization plan, or what is it?
Well, it's conflict creation. In other words, you create conflict so you have an excuse to intervene in society. You have an excuse to intervene for security, take over police departments, mandate controls for racism and other things, and, of course, intolerance and hatred, and you get a federal presence on all police forces. So it's intervention in elections by watering down conservative voting powers. It's creating distrust between groups. Muslims never integrate well within society. That's what's happening.
And they're so nasty, they go after a cat sanctuary.
Absolutely. And so,
what, I mean, who? The left should just totally turn against these people. But I guess by setting the precedent, they will even go after a liberal jewel that's actually doing good. I mean, what is the point? Because I know this communist group is directed by a board at UT. This is all planned. They don't do this stuff unless it's ordered.
Well, I think the worst thing, of course, is the Oklahoma professor that came out and said, we're all racist if you're white. You know, just by being white, you're racist.
Yeah, so they're inculcating into minorities through racism.
But it's also the instruction in public schools and public universities going forward that just incredibly changing our society. They know what they're doing. Even a conservative state like Utah or Idaho, the younger rising generation coming out of socialist-oriented universities, public universities. And that's why there's the big push by Hillary Clinton to make public education free to make sure that everybody goes through the propaganda of the leftist, left socialism that comes out of the universities and public.
And then you'll have more people demanding more taxes to get their freebie.
Absolutely. You increase this benefit-corrupted majority. And then all of a sudden you can't ever win in a Democrat.
And they're so angry, they're mad that the average person in East Austin's property value has skyrocketed. And, I mean, they admit the average person that lives there, Black, white, Hispanic, is getting incredibly successful and wealthy if they own property. But then the communists are there organizing people to go after cat sanctuaries. We'll be back in 70 seconds. I mean, it's just the level of evil, folks, is hard to imagine. And if they're successful, they'll just kill all the cats, you know.